If I never walk upon those streets of purest gold, if I never sit beside the crystal sea, if I never see that mansion prepared to be my final home, I want to see Jesus, 'cause he died for me. To look into those eyes of mercy that watched o'er me when I strayed, just to touch those nail-scarred hands that gently brushed my tears away, just to thank him for each drop of blood that flowed from Calvary. I want to see Jesus, 'cause he died for me. If I don't see those walls of jasper, those 12 gates of pearly white, if I don't shade neath that tree of life, if I'm permitted just to enter, I'll bow beneath his nail-scarred feet. I want to see Jesus, 'cause he died for me. To look into those eyes of mercy that watched o'er me when I strayed, just to touch those nail-scarred hands that gently brushed my tears away, just to thank him for each drop of blood that flowed from Calvary. I want to see Jesus, 'cause he died for me. Into those eyes of mercy that watched o'er me when I strayed, just to touch those nail-scarred hands that gently brushed my tears away, just to thank him for each drop of blood that flowed from Calvary. I want to see Jesus, 'cause he died for me. I want to see Jesus, 'cause he died for me. For me.
The book of Ecclesiastes, the Bible said, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. Time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, this morning. We come before you as humble as we know how, thanking you, dear Lord, for every blessing. We thank you, Lord, for your love and mercy. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to be able to come into your house one more time. Thank you for our brothers and sisters that are bowed with us. Lord, you know the need of the hour. We pray, God, that you'd grant it to us. Lord, I pray today, Lord, that you'd again anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Lord, let preaching be easy for us. Lord, you know how I struggle in my heart. But, oh, God, today, give us liberty. Let us preach in power and in demonstration the Holy Ghost today. Lord, that your word go out and prick our hearts. Lord, that we could leave here strengthened in the inner man, leave here better than we were when we come. Save those that are lost. Revive those that are backslidden today. Encourage the discouraged, Lord. Strengthen the feeble knees today, Lord, we pray. We ask you now to go with us in what you do for us. We'll be careful to thank you, and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to talk to us this morning on time. God will help me for just a few minutes and permit us to talk about time. Time, we're timely creatures. That's all we really know about this morning is time. Time is inevitable. It comes and it goes. And time is upon each one of us. I remember a song sung one time, and some of the words in the song said time makes a change in the old home place. Time makes a change in each smiling face. And I want to say this morning, time takes his toll while we're here in this world. Time. Now, God is not measured by time. He's eternal. But we are. We're timely creatures. When we were made, we were placed on here for a particular time. But then we were placed here for a purpose also. And so our time is never wasted. I used to think that there are some things that are learn in life, and we call it education. And there's some things that I always said that wasn't worth learning. And Miss D would always tell me that education is never wasted. And it's not. It's always good to know, but then when we die, we forget it all. And so Solomon says, so it is with life. When a man works hard all his life long, he calls it all vanity. Vanity, vanity, it's all vanity to man. And he realizes that all that he had done in his time only amounted to nothing when he got to the end of the way. Rightfully so. I believe every man that walks through the channel of time, I believe that they will come to the place of it, of the end of it, only to look back across the years and say, what for? That's the way we are. How was it really worth the time or the effort placed in the time? Solomon said, therefore I hated life. He said, because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous unto me, for all is vanity and vexation of spirit. He said, yeah, I hated all my labor, which I had taken under the sun, because I should leave it unto the man that shall be after me. And so why, through all this time, my friend, is going to swiftly pass. James said it like this. He said, go to now that ye say today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. He said, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It's even as a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. And so he talks about how the little space of time that we live here. If you live 100 years here on earth, it'll be but a short span. According to eternity, it'll be but a short span. Life is an unusual thing. It's uncertain, but it's all compiled in time. Amen. The time that we are here, how we like to know that we can leave our footprint somewhere in this channel of time, how that somebody would look back and say that we've been here. Amen. Now they put time capsules in the ground. How we did when we graduated out of high school over 40 years ago. How we had a little capsule. We buried it there on school grounds in hopes and in the future that somebody that'd be digging that up. And I reached back to 1975, opened up the time capsule and find what we accomplished in those 12 years of school as we journeyed in that time. That we would know that we had made a difference. I remember over at the schoolhouse, in my particular classroom, and we had gathered up funds enough to build a brand new sign out in front of the schoolhouse. I mean, a brick one, a nice one, intending for that to last forever. I went by the school not many years past, and that old sign was tore down, and another one in its place. And I thought, well, what was all the labor we had done? of the things that we had sold, the labor we had done, and the time we put into it was all vain. Somebody came and enjoyed it for a little while and tore it down. Solomon said, I hated my time. He said, my time here is as wonderful and as such a great man as Solomon was, and all of his array and beauty and all his possessions and land and houses. And he looks back and he said, it'll belong to somebody else in their time. Amen. Time is important. Nonetheless, it's important to all of us. 1 second of my time is just as important as 1 second of your time. It's precious. Every minute that I spend here with my family, friends, and loved ones are just as important and a blessing to me as the minute that you spend with yours. I'm thankful, thank God. That's the reason why it burdens our hearts so often when we hear the news we're going to die. When we hear those news, it's not because we dread dying. It's because we dread leaving. We don't want to leave this time. We want to know that we can see our children raised and our grandchildren graduate high school and get married, have children and great-grandchildren. Oh, that we can live to have great-great-grandchildren. Oh, he got to hold his great-great-grandson. We hang on to all the time in life that we can possibly hold on to, only to one day have to turn it loose. Time. Three particular groups that Solomon talks about is inevitable to our time. First of all, he mentions about the in and out of time. He talks about that there is a time to be born and a time to die. There's an appointed day for every man to be born into the world that is born into the world. You have your particular birthday and I have mine. It's the time where we entered into time. It's the time where we came into the world. And now I want to stop right here and just throw this in for you. We were never angels. No, we were never beings over there on the other side floating around. And then God all of a sudden said, come here, I want to get you and I want to put you in the McClellan family down here. That's not so. But there are people that teach that doctrine. Amen. I believe the Jehovah Witnesses, they teach that. How we have came down and we're born into a particular family. That's not so. And I was conceived in my mother's womb, born in a particular day, 1957, in July the 9th day. I've got a time. I don't remember the particular time of that morning when I was born, but there was a particular time that I came into the world, and there will be a time when I go out of the world. It's an appointed date that only God holds in his hand in time. Now, God is not a timely creature. God is eternal. Amen. He is eternal. He's God. And he said, besides me, there is no other. He said in the Bible here now that there is a time to be born and a time to die. There's the in here and there's going to be the out of here. I believe it was Job that said that man born of woman's few days and full of troubles. He said, naked I came in, and he's for certain that naked I'm going out. There's the ins and out of time. Amen. We came in this world and we're going to leave this world. As much as we'd love to stay in time, but we're going to leave here one day in time. But then there's also the comes and goes in time. Things come and things go. You know, he said here in this particular time that he writes to us, he tells us in our lives while we're here, there's going to be some things that come in our lives. Now, not everything that comes in your life is going to come in my life. Not everything in my life is going to go. Not everything that it comes to me is going to go. There's going to be a few things in this life that I have, that I hang on to. I've got some things at my house that's been given to me. I got a little car at my house, a little old plastic car. My grandmother in Germany gave that to me when I was 4 years old. I'm 60 years old, and I still got that little old plastic dilapidated car in my house. I mean, the paint's fell off of it. If you try to roll it, the wheels wiggle, and the back goes up and down, and I've cherished that thing. I don't know why. It ain't worth a dime. It's just a piece of little plastic about that long, and the little old wheels will wiggle on it, and it's about the only thing that I really want to pass down to my grandson. Amen. Because it meant so much to me. I got it when, and it come to me when I was about 4 or 5 years old, and I've still got it, Miss D. We've moved all over the place. She made me move her piano from place to place, and I got her to take my car from place to place. And there's some things come in, there's some things go out. And there's been a lot of things in life that's come that I've embraced, and there's some things that I've just turned loose. And I've learned in my lifetime while I was here, and not everything's worth keeping. In this time, not everything's worth keeping, because it's going to wear out with the using, and things are going to come and things are going to go. And so as soon as we learn that very valuable lesson, you know, they got a television show called Hoarders. You know what hoarders are? Hoarders are people that gather things and they pile them up in their house and they just can't let them go. And they said that's a mental problem that they have. They like to hoard things and they pile it all up, and that's all they've got their hands on. It's came. And I visited a woman one time that loved books, and she had bedrooms in her home that you could barely walk in the room for the books. I'm talking from the floor to the ceiling, paperback books, and they were piled up. I walked in that house, and I went from bedroom to bedroom, and I looked at those volumes of those paperback books, and I asked her husband, I said, how do you put up with this? And he said, I can't do nothing about it. Said, I've tried to haul a bunch of them off. She'll haul them back in. Said, she just can't turn them loose. And I'm going to tell you this morning, Solomon said, there's some things that you have to embrace, and there's some things that you have to let go. There's some things comes in our lives, they're not tangible, but he said you've got to let them go if you're ever going to enjoy any life at all. The things that come of value, keep, and the things of no value, turn them loose. Amen. I know that's hard to understand, but I'm going to tell you this morning, if you have any happiness in life, and you're going to have to learn how to turn them loose. And the embracing, he said there's a time to cast away stones, and there's a time to gather stones, and there's a time when somebody's cleaning the field off, and you'll take those stones and cast them out because they don't mean a thing when you're growing a garden. And but when you're trying to build a fence, and you'll go out and gather those stones back, and you'll pile them up, and you'll build a big old fence down there with the same thing that you threw away. And there is a time, amen, to throw the stones away, and there's a time to gather them together. Life is filled with time, and it's important that we learn that there's an in and an out, and that there's a coming and a going. But then finally, he says there's ups and downs to life. Long as we're here, we're going to have our problems. We're going to have our problems. He said, I've seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He said, he hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. Sometimes there's the ups that come into our lives that God places in our lives to keep us going through the times when we're down. Amen. There's enough of the ups in life, amen, to sometimes overcome the downtime. I'm going to tell you, there's some times in life where I've felt down. Amen. I've just felt down and down, and then God had come along and he'd picked me up. Hallelujah. He'd put me up. Thank God for the ups when the downs come. Amen. There's times in life when they come in our lives. But you know, for all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. They do. And it's hard to understand why bad things happen to good people. It's hard. I would love to know that when somebody gets born again, that all their troubles will be gone and all their problems will be fixed. But it's not that way. We have our downs. We have our ups. I tell you, folks, when they're down, they try to run to find the ups, and only to find themselves deeper and deeper down. That's the reason why they turn to the drugs and the alcohols. Life is a downward spiral oftentimes, but thank God for him, hallelujah, that'll pick us up. Amen. The ups and downs of life is inevitable to us. There's going to be those times. Well, they diagnosed it now and call it bipolar. When I was a boy, I didn't know what that was. I didn't know what bipolar was. It's sometimes people are manic. Sometimes they're depressed. Sometimes they're way over here. Sometimes they're way down here. Life's that way. We're in our time. Life gets that way, and some people never embrace the time that they have while they're here. Often people let their time get by them, and they never embrace that. Sometimes I wonder if what brings them way up is, doesn't affect them, and it brings them way down because they can never achieve what they get way up there for. And next thing you know, they get depressed because they can't achieve it, and they bring it, and it brings them back down. But you know, when we get in the center of God's will, amen, we realize that when life is down and we go, we call it going through a valley. That's what we call it. We call it going through a valley. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, David said, I will fear no evil. I'm going to tell you, God is going to have his hand on you in the down times, and he's got his hand on you in the up times. Amen. I want you to know this morning how when we deal with time, it's here. Eternity's there. We're not there yet. Down here, he says in the book of Matthew, he says in heaven there'll be no male or female, no marrying or giving in marriage. There'll be no, we'll all be as one. All this marriage stuff stays down here. All this children stuff stays down here. There ain't gonna be no male or female in glory. Amen. I'm gonna tell you, and so when we think about time, how that time, eternity, how that we look at, it's just one big day. Amen? One time, not measured by seconds or minutes or hours or days or years. It's eternity. One eternal day with the Lord. Solomon says, well, what do we do? If he hates it, and he said it, therefore I hated life. If he hates it, what does he do? What do we do about the end now? What do we do about the comes and goes? What do we do about the ups and downs? All that compiles in time here. Solomon says, I've resolved just to trust God. I've resolved to trust God. He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. He said, fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. He said, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be bad. Right. Solomon said, the only thing we can do in the essence of time is put our trust in God through it all. God knows our coming in, and he knows our going out. What he said, he knows our appointed time to be born. And he knows our appointed aren't you glad you don't know when you're going to die? Wow. What if the Lord come to us and said, okay, William, you're going to die January the 31st. Boy, would I get in a panic mode? Would I get depressed knowing that I just got a few days here? But you know what I'm thankful for? That's in His hands. I'm going to trust God, and you are too, that He does all things well. My last appointed day, I'll preach my last message, shake my last hand, say my last goodbye or hello, and I'll be gone. I'm going to trust Him with it, aren't you?
Yeah.
By coming in and by going, the things that come, the things that go, Paul said, I've learned how to be content. Yeah. He said, I've had much and I've had little. And he said, I've just learned with the Lord to be content with life, and it's what it hands me and what it takes away from me. I'm going to tell you, when we learn to trust God, things won't really matter like they used to. You know, sometimes God has to take it away and give you better. And so we know that there's the coming in, the going out. We trust it with God. And then there's the ups and downs. Solomon said the best thing we can do is keep trusting God. I'm telling you, it ain't always easy. I've been by the bedside of a mother and a daddy. He's got a dying child. And that little child's breathing. They don't have much time here. And I'm thinking in my mind, I hope I never have to go through this. And I see that hurt in that mama's eyes, that broken heart, and that daddy trying to console his wife and also with a broken heart for his child. And I'm sitting there thinking, there is no words to this. Only God can take care of those downs and those ups. Sometimes I sit back and somebody hits the lottery. Boy, I mean, they're just ecstatic because they hit the lottery. Had an uncle quit his job because they sent him a sweepstakes in the mail. Said he is a winner for over $1 million, so many dollars a month for the rest of his life. Something like $3,000 or $4,000 a week for the rest of his life, I think is what it was. He come in, his boss was telling me this. And he come in to work one day and said, I quit. And he said, wait a minute, Paul, why? He said, my ship has come in. I said, what? He said, my ship has come in. He said, Paul, what happened? He said, they sent me the sweepstakes and I'm a winner. He said, Paul, no, that's not real. He said, oh, yeah. Said, they said it right there. I'm a winner. He said, no. And old Paul said, no. He said, I'm done. And he quit his job, walked away. Broke his boss's heart. And about 2 weeks later, Paul Allen come back to work. Said, Paul, what's the matter? He said, I want my job back. Said, you was right. Boy, you talking about an up and a down?
Yeah.
Right quick. That's the way life is right there. It's up and down just like that. Folks, we ain't got but one hope, and that's Jesus. That's Jesus. He's our only hope, and He's who we put our trust wholly in. Now, you're here this morning, and you probably don't even think about the in and out much. But you're already here, whether you like it or not. Your next option is out.
Yeah.
And so the only other thing you can do is trust in God for that day.
Yeah.
Trust Him for that day.
Yeah.
Somebody told me one time, said, you'll never know that you're going to heaven till after you die. I don't believe a word of that.
Amen.
It's as sure as I'm already there. That's how much I put my trust in God.
Yes.
If I die and go to hell, I'll go to hell trusting when I was a 16-year-old boy.
Yeah.
An old-fashioned altar and gave my heart to God.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, if I go to hell, I'll go to hell saying, Lord, don't forget me.
Yeah.
Don't forget me. There'll be those things in life where you turn loose. Somebody said the other day, Wheel of Fortune. This woman sat on Wheel of Fortune. She got on there and won big $23,000 and said, what they didn't know was her house burnt and she lost everything she had. Everything she had. Think about this now. What she deemed precious to her, fire came and destroyed every bit of it. But here she come on the game show and got $23,000. She took it, went over there happy in the Lord, and just built her another house. Folks, I'm going to tell you, God, if we trust God, trust God to help in those times in our lives, that those times are going to come. You're here today. There have been a lot of things pulled you down. Let Jesus pick you up. While we get us a song ready, we stand together.